gift from you. The world is turning in its place.
The world turns. The world continues. The things that are going on today around the world. I'm broadcasting from KTRL, which is the college radio station in Stephenville, Texas, the home of Tarleton State University. You're hearing some of the professors, if you're just joining us, focus on education, living in this part of the world, finding out things about a part of the country that you probably didn't know a whole lot about. And that's really my goal here when I take these trips, to tell you, to bring you into the hearts and minds and experiences of people who live in various parts of the country. After all, you hear these people calling the program every day from all around the country. Who are these people? How are they the same? I like to think that we can find similarities. All of us have similar traits, similar ideas, similar goals. We all want three squares a day. We want a roof over our head. We want peace for our family. And we want to get along, not only with people who are here in our country, but elsewhere around the world. That's really kind of what travel is about, finding out how people in other parts of the country or other parts of the world live and how they are similar. Even though we have a hard time, Richie and I, chuckling about the realities of having a rodeo, living in a community where rodeo is really the pastime, not football, not basketball, but rodeo. They teach in a college how to ride horses, how to use the horses to take care of the animals on the ranches here. Where did you go to the University of Chicago? You don't get that. And yet it is an important part of this part of the world. And I think being tolerant, there are things about Texas over the years that I think I've thought, wow, you know, because it does seem, and you've heard me on the air from time to time, be moderately critical of some of the things that have gone on in Texas. But that doesn't mean that there isn't stuff to like here. I mean, it's true of places. It's like people. You can always find something good. You can always find something to like in anybody. I'm a great believer in that. It's kind of like Roll Rogers. I'm reminded of it wasn't a billboard. It was a bumper sticker that I saw on a car down here. Will Rogers, the bumper sticker says, "Will Rogers hasn't met Harry Reid." And the reference, of course, was Will Rogers saying he never met anybody that he didn't like. And there, you know, that's the political take it in the neck kind of stuff that we're, I think, trying to move away from somewhat. Anyway, it's fun to meet other people and to find out why it is that folks, it's so easy to move around. The lady who's mayor from Agawam, Massachusetts, that's kind of a neat thing. But there are a lot of neat things here as there are elsewhere. And so we'll try to call attention to those as we move around the country. Other than that, things that are going on today, the usual focus as it has been for the past 10 days, Ms. Giverds, and how she is continuing to improve. And that certainly is good news. A lot of people are concerned and talking about Apple CEO Steve Jobs taking another medical leave of absence because he's having another, everybody thought he had licked the pancreatic cancer, but that apparently is not the case. And other than that, we have the usual weather stories, we have tax stories, we have politics, and the day after Martin Luther King's celebration, there have been a lot of people talking about whether schools should have been closed or open, that kind of stuff. So that's the bill of fare that's normal. And meeting and talking with Uri Geller, that's something that we normally do, and we'll do that. We'll spend some time with Uri in a moment here on Good Day.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Don't let the quest to keep warm this winter turn into a fire safety hazard. With wintry weather and chilly temperatures come increased safety risks within the home. In fact, the National Fire Protection Association reports that 82% of all house fires, over 66,000 each year, are caused by portable space heaters. These fires will destroy $1.1 billion in property, cause 1,660 burn injuries, and be directly related to almost 480 fatalities. To make your home safer during the winter, look for new improved heater models. Supplemental infrared zone heaters like those from Sunheat are ideal for homes that put safety first. Sunheat heaters have been tested and proven to be unable to start fires while effectively using infrared heat to warm 800 to 1,000 square feet. They produce no harmful emissions and are safe around children and pets. And remember, when using any heating equipment, always follow all safety instructions provided by the manufacturer. Go to sunheat.com to find a dealer near you.
13 half of the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the studios of KTRL in Stephenville, Texas. As we think about what's going on now, thinking ahead, I was thinking of Uri, actually. Uri Geller is here from his home in Sonning-on-Thames, the master motivator. When you think ahead, as we are this week, yesterday we were thinking about being in Stephenville. Today we're thinking about being in El Paso. Tomorrow we'll think about being in Albuquerque. It isn't just thinking ahead there, but it's thinking ahead in terms of planning, figuring things out. We were talking earlier, Uri, with a lady who is a career service person here at the university who has as a job finding careers, finding futures for the students that go through the university. And this is the case no matter what the United States or whether it's in England or anywhere around the world, students that are going to school like your son and your daughter, Natalie and Daniel, their ability to find work. They've been trained, they've been schooled, they've been educated at great cost to them and to you. So now they go out in the world like a lot of others their age, expect to find something, and it's not always as readily available as you would like to think that it is. Part of being a parent and maybe part of being a teacher is preparing people for how to take the consequences of what they've learned and use them to their advantage, and if they can't immediately get what they want, to learn how to use their mind to put themselves into those positions. See yourself where you want to be. Sometimes easier said than done, though. Let's think.
Yes, Doug. First of all, let me just correct you. Talk about planning ahead. I'm not in my home in Sonning. I'm actually sitting in a hotel, a beautiful atrium, in Cologne, in Germany. I landed about an hour ago. Yeah. I'm having a salad. I took a picture and I emailed it to you two and a half minutes ago. So you will see once you open my email where I am exactly.
All right, we'll put that up on our photo box at gooddayshow.com. Yes, as well.
Yes, do that. And Synchronicity has it. Well, right now, shipping. My brother-in-law is photographing me talking to you on the phone, which we'll also email to you momentarily. Yeah. But it's very interesting how you and I have this telepathic combination or attachment to each other, because I had no idea what subject you're going to bring up today. And on the way here, flying on Lufthansa, there was a young male steward who brought us food. And I asked him, where are you from? He said, I'm from Austria, but I live in London now. He was 28 or 29 years old. And I told him, look, his name was Oliver. I told him, look, Oliver, do you want to wake up when you're 50 years old, still flying Lufthansa, still being a steward, still delivering food to people on the plane and coffee and tea? He said, no. So I said, you've got to look, you've got to plan ahead, you've got to search why you are working for an airline. Open your horizon and look at other opportunities that you can handle, and then you can try your talent and skill at, because you don't want to stay a waiter all your life. And he very much agreed with me. So I said to him, look, while you're flying, maybe there are some businesses that you can do, maybe import jewelry from other countries, maybe a real estate. So I gave him some ideas, and he was really excited about it. He said, you know, Mr. Geller, I never thought about that. Wow, I'm going to start doing this. And I also gave him the advice to make sure that it overlaps, not to leave a secured job, because that's what he's making a living out of, flying airplanes and serving people. Once he's secured and he's sure that he has another business on the plate and that can bring in more money than it does while, you know, serving an airline, then he can leave the airline. So it was great advice, and that's exactly what my message is to youngsters. Look around. Don't let opportunities pass you. Catch them, explore them, study them. And then, wow, you might hit a business that you never thought that you can handle, and that will make you, you know, rich, and you'll secure yourself a house, an apartment, money for the family, and so on. So I guess, you know, this is exactly what you asked me about.
Well, I think one of the things, the world is an oyster. You've heard that expression before. And a lot of people worry, as you're suggesting, about that, which the old what if versus the what is. You can turn what is into a daily routine, and the what is can change if you so see it that way. And I think that's part of the message that you bring to us, not only today, but each time we have a conversation. And never is it what it seems to be. I'm in Texas today, traveling. I'm like you. I'm traveling, going across the country, visiting radio stations and meeting people in various parts of the country. And I'm in a community in Texas that I never thought I would be attracted to, because I don't see myself much being attracted to anything in Texas. It's not that I'm an East Coast guy or a West Coast guy. I just don't necessarily think much about what this part of the world has to offer. But as I look around, I see there are a lot of things here that people who come from my background, who are basically, I'm an ag guy, and this is an ag world, and there are lots of things here that once I learned to identify what they are, I enjoy and would be attracted to. And it tells you a story.
Exactly.
Like anything else. You don't know things or people until you get to know them.
That's absolutely true, Doug. And you know, another synchronicity is that my career started in Texas, believe it or not, while I was being studied at Stanford Research Institute by the CIA. And by the way, talking about the CIA, they just released a film, a half-an-hour movie, on the secret experiments they conducted on me, and that's available on my website, urigeller.com. It's fascinating to see that it was just released into the public domain after 37 years.
Right.
But one of my very, very first shows was with a guy in Austin, Texas, called Cactus Pryor, a radio man. And he had this huge radio show where I bent keys, fixed broken watches, and really that catapulted me into the limelight. So it's incredible that here you are, your business is radio. My career started by a Texan, a radio veteran. And here I am in Cologne speaking to you via the miracle of BlackBerrys and
worlds of information and worlds of experience. Uri, thank you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Wonders.
There's a story from a Japanese restaurant serving meals on the bodies of naked women. The young ladies lie flat like a table, face up, naked. This happens while lobster, chicken, and sushi are placed on them. You can't use chopsticks either.
Don't play with your food. Eat it.
The Most Unusual Breakfast Award. Next is Bill. Eel. So what are you eating or have you eaten that you think is worth the mark?
I'm eating SpaghettiOs mixed with baked beans and hot dogs.
Ew. Oh.
And I'm a truck driver, and the best part is I put them on my defroster to heat them up.
Hey, you fellas, how about some beans? Want some beans? Go to some minor up country tomorrow. You better have some beans.
Join the party. Doug Stedman's good day.
Like a rhinestone cowboy. Riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Cowboy's the king.
Getting caught and laid.
Guess I'm learning that, Richie. 25 after the hour.
I wouldn't mess with them.
No. Well, I'm not messing with them. I don't mess with some of the women cowboys. There are, but it's, do I sound like a kind of a rube?
Yeah, like a perv?
No, was not. What do you mean like a perv?
What is a rube? Tell me what a rube is.
A rube is like, you've heard of Rube Goldberg? When you do something that's a makeshift sort of thing, or you sound out of your element, a rube is somebody who is ill at ease in the confines and the atmosphere and the environment that he's in. And I'm thinking that at first I sounded like a rube here, and now I feel like I'm sort of, Bob is laughing and getting a kick out of this. But I do. I think I felt like I was out of it, but because we can all find something in somebody or something that we find there's a connection to. As Uri says, there are these connections. And my connection is my love of agriculture, my love of cows, and things that are very much a part. That's what this whole neck of the woods is about. It's all about cattle, and it's all about agriculture. And we don't have this as even in the area, even though I've tried to build an agrarian atmosphere around where I am, I'm an anomaly. Here, it's what it is. Stephenville, Texas, and this part of Texas, all over Texas, is all about agriculture, all about farming, all about animals, that kind of stuff. So it sort of makes sense that I would feel comfortable here after spending a little bit of time getting to know some of the people and what actually goes on here. Speaking of it making sense, naturally, you deserve to drive the best car you can find. The trick is knowing what your budget ought to be. Making sense out of auto financing, our focus. Bobby Owens has a word or two with you now.
OnStar can now be added to cars and trucks already on the road through its own standalone rearview mirror. OnStar president Chris Pruce says it's something consumers have always asked for and will be compatible with most major manufacturers' vehicles.
And for years, people have asked us, how can I get OnStar in my car if it's not standard equipment? Well, now we're proud to announce that we can do that with the aftermarket device that we'll be selling in Best Buy stores around the country starting in the spring of this year. A big move for OnStar for sure, and a way to please customers who've been asking for it.
The OnStar mirror will be available this spring, not only at Best Buy, the preferred national consumer electronics retailer, but also other select retailers with a range of service plans.
This new consumer electronics device will have all the core services people expect from OnStar. Advanced crash notification, turn-by-turn directions, hands-free calling, roadside assistance, Bluetooth connectivity, and more.
For more, log on to OnStar.com. That's 0-60 from OnStar.
Running it after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Thoughts for the day. Richard Dreyfuss is the person of the week for me. I'll tell you why in a few minutes on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sure, you can always travel for a major festival or celebration, but what if you could actually become part of the celebration? One of the most famous festivals coming up is, of course, Mardi Gras. Each float is organized by a different group, so the trick is finding one that allows open membership. One is called Orpheus, but there's a fee, and it ranges from $1,500 to $2,500, but that's not the only Mardi Gras around. Mobile, Alabama also celebrates with a family-friendly festival. If you want to ride on a float and attend the society balls, just get in touch with the Crew de Bienville. It's a charitable organization, so anyone can become a member. And in Trinidad and Tobago, there are two seasons, Carnival and Preparing for Carnival. Anybody can participate. Just contact the National Carnival Commission, and for about $600, you get a costume for the float and unlimited food and drinks during the two-day celebration. Now that's a carnival in and of itself. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not...
On air. Online and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophet Jeremiah was told not to pray for the house of Judah anymore because of their personal and national sins? Could it be that God has ceased hearing prayers for America because of our personal and national sins also? Pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, corporate theft, lust, and greed are running rampant all over America, which was once declared a Christian nation. When will it all end? In slavery to the New World Order? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
When I drew the boat called Red Rock, my friends were looking scared. You know this bull ain't ever been rode. I said, I think he's met his match, but I wouldn't mind the prayer. He's my money boy, he's my mother low. I climb up in the chute, and I sit down on his back. This ain't your ordinary day job. I cinch my hand up in the bull rope, and I tighten down my hat. I give that gate man a nod.
Riding the bulls, Richie.
I keep riding bulls, yeah. Cause that's all
that's what we're so good at.
Yeah. But we can ride the bull in a different way. This is the local accidental band. Craig Clifford, Jim Easterling, Nancy Easterling, who are this group from Stephenville. I keep saying Stephenville. I don't know why I keep saying it. Stephenville's plural, only with an S at the beginning. But this is kind of a local tune, and they have a CD out called The Accidental Band. The music kept us sane by The Accidental Band. And it really is some colorful local stuff. Bob, take a couple of clips from, take the one that's number five, Tailgate Funeral. Can you get to that? Let's just see what that sounds like just for a second. We're going to meet former Congressman Charlie Stenholm in a second. I just think a little local flavor music that Richie works, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All the songs were written by Craig Clifford, who's the leader of the Accidental Band.
Love that name.
Well, Mama, she called me. It was late Friday night. She said, your second cousin, Shelley, well, she's done gone and died. No one should have known. She was just
good
with me.
Oh, this is funny. Yeah, this is good. From Stephenville, Texas, the Good Day program from the studios of the radio station KTR. What, we have KTRL. There are two stations here, though. Are they both called KTRL?
No.
What's the other one called?
K-U-R-T.
K-U-R-T. All right. So Kurt and Kurtle. How's that? All right, Doug's Good Day program. Joining us now is a fellow that I only met once, and I met him here in Stephenville. That was where, yeah, it was Stephenville when I was at the inauguration of Dominic DiTavio. The Honorable Charlie Stenholm used to be a congressman from this area. As a matter of fact, he is a Tarleton graduate, and as a former congressman, he spends a lot of his time here and in Washington. I think we find you in Washington now, do we not, Congressman Stenholm?
Yes, that's correct. I flew back in last night.
So you are reputed to be, if we listen to the local lore, one of the most powerful people in Washington, even though you are not a congressman. How do you think the folks here have figured that you're such a big, important guy?
Well, I think, you know, that sounds good, but that's a little bit overly stated. we had 26 years in the Congress, and, you know, we, I guess your reputation, you are what you are, and your record speaks for itself.
What do you think was the most important thing you accomplished in Congress for those 26 years?
Oh, that's a tough question. Most important thing to accomplish, I guess I would have to say, I feel like I represented the majority of the people in my district as well as I possibly could, and they agreed with that. Doesn't mean everyone agreed with me, but you know, all members of Congress are elected by a majority of the people within their district, and they're charged to represent them and to honor the Constitution of the United States. And I guess if I had to say, that would be what I hope would be the answer to that question.
You, as a Tarleton graduate, certainly most of us where we went to school shaped us a great deal. Are you from this neck of the woods originally? Are you a local guy?
Well, I was from Stamford. I was born and raised east of Stamford in the Urkstall community, rural community.
Why did you go to? Why did you select Tarleton to go in terms of college? You had lots of choices. Why here?
Well, at the time that I graduated in 1957, I was on my way to getting my American Farmer degree, and I knew exactly what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, and that was I wanted to farm. And Tarleton, a junior college at that time, offered a two-year vocational agricultural course, and that ended up appealing to me. Also, I enjoyed sports. I had played on two state championship football teams at Stamford and wanted to play a little more football and basketball, and again, Tarleton offered something for me. And so I ended up coming to Tarleton, playing football 1 year, 2 years of basketball, enrolling in the vocational agriculture course. At the end of the first semester, Dr. Joe Autry, who was head of the agriculture department at the time, called me into his office and basically told me, we're wasting our time and your folks' money. If you want to farm, there's the door. But there may be something else that you want to do in your life. I can't remember the rest of the conversation, but whatever it was, Dr. Joe Autry was one of those many teachers in my life that made a difference, because he caused me to change my major in the second semester. I went out of the vocational ag program and got into the agricultural education program, ended up then going to Texas Tech, where I got my BS and MS in agricultural education. So Tarleton, because of at least one person, and there were several other teachers at Tarleton that made a difference in my life, but Dr. Joe Autry was one of those that you never forget. And I think everyone listening to us right now can think of at least one teacher that has made a difference.
Yep. Now, you went on to did you get a law degree as well?
No.
You didn't get a law degree.
No, I'm a VOAG teacher. I ended up getting a minor in school administration, because by that time I thought I wanted to be a school teacher and maybe someday a school superintendent.
So then how did you get to, this is like LBJ, he was a school teacher and he ran for Congress. Is that the same story with you? How did you happen to get interested in running for political office?
Well, it was the furthest thing from my mind when I was at Tarleton or even Texas Tech, or then teaching vocational agriculture at Avoca for 3.5 years after graduating, marrying my wife, Cindy, in 1961. We both graduated from Tech at that time. Then a group of farmers came out to the ag building one morning and said, we'd like for you to become the executive vice president of the Rolling Plains Cotton Growers. A significant pay increase and a challenge, and my wife and I talked it over and decided we couldn't pass it up. Mm-hmm. Did that for 3 years and then became manager of Stanford Electric Cooperative for 9.5 years, gradually getting involved in the political process. People began to say, Charlie, when Omar Burleson, my congressman, the only one I'd ever known, he served the district 32 years, when he retires, you ought to consider running. Well, he retired, we considered running, and we won.
So you were a Democrat, served for 26 years. What do you make of, people must be asking you this, prior to the situation, the sad circumstances around Tucson and the kind of bickering that's been going on between Democrats and Republicans, especially in the House, what do you make of this, the interest, it would seem, at bringing people back around to being a little more civil, like it was when you were a congressman? You go back, you don't have to go back that far. The anger and the vitriol is something that's late to the tune, isn't it?
Well, to the degree it is, it certainly is, because today with this modern 24/7 communication, talk radio, talk television, and then the Internet has created a big, a major different change from the so-called good old days. But I noticed, and Omar Burleson, my predecessor, observed that the demeanor and civility of the Congress began to change with Watergate. And it continues to change, and because we are a divided country, almost equally divided, it seems, on political matters. And that means that whoever's in power, the other side's going to do everything they can to get back into power.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, well, it's the system, the way the system works. Let me take an example of this. Part of what your interest when you were in the House, you're interested in food safety, agriculture, et cetera, et cetera. Recently, there was a bill. It was identified as Senate Bill 510 in the House. I think it was 2784, so-called FDA Food Safety Enhancement Act or some euphemism like that. And I wonder, as somebody who still works in the area, what you thought about this bill. The reason I ask you the question is because I'm a farmer myself. I have a dairy farm in Massachusetts. And I became very concerned when I saw the politics of this bill and what it did for the big producer and what it did for the small producer. It didn't help the small producer, and whether it helps food safety or not, we argue about whether the Department of Ag should be more involved. It doesn't really seem to have straightened out anything. It seems to have made things more difficult, and I wonder, as you look at the issue of food safety, where you think the problems are and how the problems ought to be solved.
Well, first, I guess I had a little different take on that bill than you did. You know, I think it was aimed towards the big producer, the folks that produce 75% of our food and feed, fuel, and fiber today. Mm-hmm. And the exemption of the small farmer, I thought, was a mistake because you know food safety is important, and it's not the size of the producer; it's the quality of the food. And we have the safest food supply in the world right now. But it's not perfect. You know, God did not create a perfect food. He created some challenges there that we have to acknowledge. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the legislative attempt was to deal with some very real problems. Remember the spinach fiasco that we got through, in which really no problem ended up costing spinach producers tremendous amounts of money. I say no problem. It's one that could be corrected and has been corrected.
So I think what we would differ on is whether the big farmers who were producing that stuff versus the small farmers who don't seem to have had problems. As a dairyman, I know that I can cite any number of statistics that suggest that the problems have been in dairy, for the most part, with the big producers.
Well, that's why this bill was aimed at the big producers, and rightfully so. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, no, I understand, and I wonder if there can be further clarification someday. I think that would be one of the things, if I were trying to get Congress to do it the right way, put it all in one agency and get some surveillance. The FDA is pretty controversial in that it doesn't really, it seems to talk a lot but not do a lot.
Oh, and I couldn't agree more with you there. And my take on this whole food safety question, I think it ought to have been put in USDA.
Yeah, I
with FDA's help. But not running it. USDA is much more capable of running it than FDA.
All right, let's end our conversation on that note, because you and I would agree 100% on that. I wanted to get to know you a little bit better, and people who look at someone who's successful coming out of a school like Tarleton, I think it's an interesting educational process, and we're happy to have had the time to yak with you, Congressman Stenholm. Thank you.
Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Congressman Charlie Stenholm, who's a former graduate of Tarleton State University here in Texas and was for 26 years a member of Congress. Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a moment with our daily dose of important medical information here on Good Day.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's in charge of medical information here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you today by the folks who want you to benefit from all of their research in probiotics, our friends at Digestive Advantage, who have a number of formulas, actually, Ken, that help with a wide variety of gastrointestinal ailments. We start with all of our discussions when Sustanex came onto the market. It looked like it was great and is great. But you can go one step, two steps, three steps further with the various other Digestive Advantage products.
Not only does it help zoom up your immune system, but it also helps with all of these digestive symptoms, the nausea, the bloating, the gas, the intolerance to certain foods, constipation. If you've been to the doctor, they can't find the source. This natural way has been shown, proven, published in all the medical journals.
All right, so if you're interested in having your insides work well and enhancing your immune system, all those good things. I think I wonder about this when it comes to gluten and whether this helps also with the celiac, if it can mild cases of that can. Have anybody ever asked you that?
It certainly can hurt.
Yeah. Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere, like CVS, Walgreens, Target. Try it today. It's called Digestive Advantage. Good for you, good for your family. Steve Jobs is taking a medical leave. A lot of people are talking about this today. The chairman, the chief at Apple, having a recurring problem with a cancer that usually is fatal, Ken. Right?
This is a gentleman that has fascinated me since I was a youngster. And he is currently age 55. He has a rare form of pancreatic cancer called islet cell neuroendocrine tumor. It was treated with surgery in 2004. Doug, he had a liver transplant in 2009. The interesting thing about Steve Jobs medically is that when you have a liver transplant or a transplant of any organ and a cancer, think about it. There's the yin-yang of medicine. You're trying to suppress the immune system because you have a transplant. You don't want it rejected. But when you suppress the immune system, you're not able to fight cancer as well. So he's dealing with several problems. He could have an infection, rejection. He could have a side effect from all these strong medicines he's on that could damage his kidneys or even his liver to suppress his immune system. He could have a new disease or he could have cancer recurrence.
So it was liver, right? Not kidney.
Well,
was it liver?
He had a liver transplant.
Right. Okay. So the cancer was in his liver.
From the pancreas.
All right. So the pancreas still had cancer when he had a new liver.
Well, that's a good question. That's what we need to find out. He could still have recurrence into the liver, and if so, then he was not cured. That's the big mystery here.
Pancreatic cancer is tough. Patrick Swayze taught us that lesson. Well, good luck to him. We hold a good thought for Steve Jobs. 51 after on Good Day.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Performed by the Everly Brothers from the 1988 film Bull Durham. This is appropriate for our visit to Texas, right? Lots of bulls around. This movie starred Kevin Costner, and his 56th birthday is today. Also stars in the movie, if you remember, is Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins, who got together as a result of being in that movie together, and they lived together for what? 30, it was 1988, so it'll be about 30 years, 31, 32 years, is that right? 88, let's see, 90s, no, actually, 23 years. They were together 23 years. How do you like my math so far, Chucker? Is it okay?
When you said 30-something years, I broke up my calculator.
Yeah, all right. We got it straightened out. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments will present to you a trivia and a trivia question. We say trivia question.
By the way, can I interject real quickly?
Why not, Chucker?
Did you see the Piers Morgan's first episode on CNN last night?
I have no interest in Piers Morgan. I wouldn't turn the television set on to look at his smile. He annoys me to the nth degree.
Can I give you a quick critique? What I thought was unusual right off the bat is that, well, he did his first episode was a taped interview with Oprah Winfrey, yeah. But they went right into the interview, and he didn't even introduce himself, who he was, to his audience, following Larry King, who's on the air for 25 years. I found that quite bizarre.
Yeah, why wouldn't you acknowledge the handover of the show?
Because he's such an egomaniac, he thinks everybody knows who he is.
Apparently.
No handover whatsoever, which I thought was very, not the way I would have did it.
This guy is...
So it's basically, on tonight's show, we talked to Oprah, let's go to the tape.
Yeah.
They didn't even do that. Basically, they did the opening credits, and then he walks into he's sitting on a couch, and Oprah walks into the room. It's a taped interview, and they went right from there. No introduction.
Weird.
No, I'm Piers Morgan. Nothing. It was very strange.
Yeah, that is.
I mean,
weird.
I think he's a good interviewer. That I'll give him. But the way they made the bookend between Larry and him, I thought was
disrespectful. Disrespectful. It just speaks to it being all about him, and which is what it always has been. There's something about this guy, and I'm usually pretty good. Richie will tell you For those who have been around me, I'm really pretty good at figuring people out. There's something about this guy that just doesn't compute. He is, and whether he can get some interesting things out of people remains to be seen. But the promotion with the people that are going to be on the program this week that has come before him is just short of obnoxious. Like he was the second coming of Christ or something.
And Larry is that, you know, Larry did everything live. Almost everything he's going to be doing is taped.
Well, because he's too busy supposedly doing other things. I can't even begin to imagine.
No, because he needs a few more edits than Larry did.
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it, Richie. Yeah. He is just not the kind of person that would, if they're trying to get to a different audience, that is CNN is trying to get to the newsmakers, these people, all of the people that are on this week, are fluffermeisters. There's no news being made by these people, at least the news that I grew up on in terms of what is, the question is, what's news? And is what Oprah has to say about her new network, is that news? I suppose it is if you're running E!, the entertainment network. George Clooney, God bless him, who he's dating now, is that news? What's the next movie? Is that news?
My point is, what happens if you get another, let's say, O.J. Simpson type celebrity, event? What does CNN do at the 9 o'clock hour? They run tape programming with him. I can't see people being interested in that.
No, I'm with you, Chucker, on this. Coming up, more awards for the Social Network. We'll talk about that in a moment. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments on Good Day.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest-rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
So, Chucker, the Social Network took home the award in the Critics' Choice. Folks, are you surprised at all the attention it's getting still?
No, I mean, it is a clear-cut favorite to win the Oscar for Best Picture. You know.